light bulb?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a light bulb, but I was thinking about what the machine at the water goes on.
Well, those light bulbs are wonderful things, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, I'll tell you a little story about the light bulb.
Can we turn this off?
Yeah, yeah.
Might get something I'm looking for here.
Something spectacular.
Me and the Indian man from up here on Glover, and Olive Butler, an old white man, kind of an old hunter, the old time in the country, and we went to Idabel. And they used to have oil burning lamps on posts down there. But they'd got some kind of dynamo lights or something in town. They had them in glass, you know. And we, this hotel down there, a little hotel, used to call the Grubbs Hotel. And we went down there and they put us upstairs. And the old Indian, me and the white man, were going to sleep together, and the old Indian over near the bed. And so the old Indian jumped in the bed and I jumped in the bed. And the old Indian said, Ollie, said, blow all that light out. He got up there and he puffed and he huffed and he turned around and looked at it and said, hell, this thing's in a bubble. You know, now that's old-timey folks. Now that's so.
Yeah, I imagine.
He said, no, the damn thing's in a bottle.
Well, we had our tail gunner. One night went to bed and the light was on and he just pulled out his .45 and shot it out right in the barracks. Mm-hmm. So they sent him off to rest camp for a while. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mentioned oxen. What did you use for those two? You used a whip for horses.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you use for oxen?
Well, they had long, that's what they drove them with. Oxen, what's a whip? The way they, you made a mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you get out in front, the way you waved your whip, they followed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they didn't hook the oxen too much with a whip to make them go. That's just what they made a mind with. And if one of them, as you said, we'll back up, and he didn't do it, don't you see? He'd pack him over the head,
mm-hmm.
and that'd make him hold back, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Going downhill, oxen hold back more with it, as much as he can pull.
Mm-hmm.
The yoke come down here on and hold back with his neck the whole way the oxen would get in the wagon, you know. They could just sit down and slide that wagon. And going over said, if anything them steers was heavy enough to mash down, they could go right over and bother. You could drive right through the woods with them if it could be in the
They
had the yoke on and they pull a wagon over anything, the old steer won't quit.
Huh.
Oh, they're strong. You take them in mud while they plumb to the belly and if they can find a root, they'll still come out with it.
Huh.
Better than horses in lowland, muddy. And what a log to take and load, you'd be surprised. There's just two of them, you know. They use for the wagon, but they'd use the leaders to load with.
Mm-hmm.
The big logs.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of them. They'd skid them and load them with the leaders.
Mm-hmm. You say skid, now what did that mean?
That means a lot. They took the tongs in a log and then go on the ground to the wagon from way out yonder, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, like one of these trees here, cut it down, not going loading out yonder in that patch. Well, they just throw the tongs in this here and say, get up and take it out there to your wagon, you know.
Uh-huh.
Call it skidding, you know. Uh-huh. Sometimes they skid these logs you see coming in on these trucks so much in the mountains, they all the marks nearly off of them.
Huh.
Rough country, they can't get the trucks up in there, sometimes they skid them a quarter
mm-hmm.
off the rough mountain.
Use a caterpillar now?
No, they use horses.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They were hard to take a caterpillar up on that kind of country.
Mm-hmm.
It'd go all right, but it's too expensive.
Mm-hmm. And when you got something in a wagon, you got a wagon load of something, what would you say you did with it?
Huh?
Would you say you were hauling something or trading something?
Mm-hmm. Hauling and freight. If I was going to town to haul groceries, like a long time ago we hauled groceries for 15, 20 miles.
Uh-huh.
We'd call it hauling freight, you know.
Uh-huh.
Getting groceries from a merchant, go there and get 2,000 pounds, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like that, hauling freight.
Uh-huh.